USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's impeachment battle with the Democrats, especially House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continues. On Twitter yesterday, he was asking why Pelosi should be allowed to impeach him. He said she's demanding everything in the Senate that the Republicans were not allowed to have in the House. Meanwhile, 2 days after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized Senate Chief Mitch McConnell for saying he's working with the White House on the president's defense at a Senate trial, Republican Senator John Kennedy responds to Murkowski.
The senator's entitled to her opinion, and Senator McConnell was entitled to his. So far, as best I can tell, as to the rules of impeachment, there are very few rules. And I dare say that just about every senator will approach this differently.
The Coast Guard still searching for a missing tour helicopter off the coast of Hawaii that had seven people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
He was speaking to NBC News, the FAA proposing new guidelines for remote identification of all drones. The agency comparing the system to license plates for the unmanned aircraft. They say there are currently more than 1.5 million drones registered with the FAA, but it's important for authorities to be able to find out which drone is flying where. Already homeless, now homeless again. Families in Minneapolis facing an uncertain future after being uprooted by a fire at the big shelter they were staying in, the Francis Drake Hotel. More than 200 people displaced. The Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry says,
but we have a whole lot of people that are galvanized around a common concept, and that common concept is making sure that every single person is safe and is warm.
A storm that slammed Southern California mountains with snow is now heading towards the plains and the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Legendary Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman has passed away. The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and The Cage au Folle, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Gets Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. An investigation continues into the death of a Congolese migrant who was in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody when she died on Christmas Day. The 41-year-old woman arrived at the official port of entry from Mexico at Laredo, Texas on Tuesday. The next day, the woman was suffering from abdominal pain, and she was taken to a local hospital where she died a short time later. And Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is facing backlash after saying Jesus was a refugee. The South Bend, Indiana mayor made the statement in a Christmas message in which he said Jesus came into the world not in riches but in poverty and not as a citizen but as a refugee. That tweet came after he released a plan calling for a large increase in the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.